superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
The quarterback carousel I keep telling you about spins off its axis if Aaron Rodgers removes the linchpin.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
If I come back, then what would be the contract? How much funny money is in there?
The Rich Eisen Show. Today's guests: Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel, author and host Bear Grylls, Cowboys linebacker Micah Parsons, plus TJ's big ass grab bag, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hey, everybody. Happy Friday, one and all. The final Friday of February in 2022.
Say
boy,
that
things
times.
Going fast. Good to see everybody here. 844-204-RICH, number to dial right here on Peacock, NBC Sports Audio, Sirius XM Channel 85. Hello. To our terrestrial radio listeners, coast to coast, the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I like to call it. Odyssey. We say hello to anybody who streams us into their ear gates on Odyssey, wherever you're taking in this show. On the Cumulus Podcast Network, listening to our podcast anytime, we say hello to you especially. Please hit us with the subscribe button. Same thing at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. RichEisenShop.com if you want any shirts or mugs. And I'm done selling soap. It's time to talk some sports and
everywhere.
Fun. Good to see you, Christopher Brockman. How are you
great
over there?
Great to be seen. Celtics back, Rich. Big win last night in Brooklyn. Hottest team in the NBA. I'm ready to
That's
rock.
Right. The NBA is back. You're the hottest team. DeMar DeRozan's the hottest player, one would say. DeMar DeRozan with his eighth straight game of 35 or more points with over 50% shooting. Unbelievable as the Chicago Bulls are taking over the East right now.
And Rich, my son is two today.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Jay. Thank you so much.
Nephew.
Right. Ready to party.
Somebody who's still 2 years old, deep in his body, Mike Del Tufo. Hello to you, sir.
I am back and safe from flying chairs in Assembly Hall in Indiana.
Ah, very good.
I actually didn't go there.
You didn't go there. You were just making sure that everyone was.
People might not get that joke, Rich. I know you do.
No, it's a Bob Knight.
I think yesterday was the anniversary.
Was it?
No,
really?
It wasn't.
Or the day before, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't even know that.
TJ Jefferson's already lit the candle.
Candle stays. Well, you know, Rich, big thing. Things popping tonight. James Harden makes his Sixer debut.
That's right.
Go.
The beard.
Let's go.
I smell a what's more likely later.
Okay, that's what we got. It's a Friday.
I don't like the way that started off.
TJ's big ass grab bag coming
up. Yes, sir.
We got ourselves three guests from all over the map. It's great stuff, guys. We got a head coach in the National Football League, the new HC of the Miami Dolphins, Mike McDaniel, will be calling us on this program. What a journey for this guy. Hired as a coaching intern by Mike Shanahan in 2005 for the Denver Broncos. That was the year that the Broncos beat the Patriots in the divisional playoff round back in the day. That was easily the most successful Shanahan season after Elway's retirement. And then McDaniel bounced around a little bit before Shanahan got hired in Washington. And that's when Mike reached out to his old intern and put him on the staff with McVay and his son. And LaFleur, that's four now head coaches in the NFL off of that staff.
Is that Shanahan's tree? Is that
I would
officially?
Say so.
Okay.
I would say so. And then McDaniel followed Shanahan, wound up in Atlanta on the Dan Quinn staff that Shanahan was the OC for. Kyle became the HC in San Francisco and then had this guy be his run game coordinator. And I'm wondering if it was the light bulb that went over his head. He goes, you know this kid Debo that we just drafted out of South Carolina? Maybe we should start running the ball with him, too. I know it's definitely, I think it's his idea. I shouldn't say no, I know definitely. I think it was his idea to start pitching him the ball on just things that would normally be a handoff because he's trying to create angles.
Yeah.
You know, in the blocking scheme. And that I kind of want to get in the X's and O's with this guy. I've seen his press conferences. He is funny.
Funny. Engaging. That's it.
I know, right? Yeah. And so I look forward to getting to chat with him for the first time. His buddy, I do believe they went to high school together in Aurora, Colorado. I think they grew up together. Anybody who's a fan of the show Billions, the guy who plays Mafee, the comedian Dan Soder, he came on the show once and told us that McDaniel called him up one time and said, guess what? This game that you're about to see, was it Detroit and San Francisco? Yeah. Our first play is going to be a big hitter, and it was, right?
It was, yeah.
So,
hey, want to know the first play of the game?
That's what he told him. I mean, that's what friends do for friends. Right. That's what friends do for friends.
And that was the – McDaniel was the coach he was taught? Okay.
He was the run game coordinator.
Though. I remember it was
to – which running back was it to?
It was to Raheem Mostert.
No, it was to the – was it to Mostert? Okay.
Yeah, about 30-yard gain. It was nice.
It's Breida. It was Matt
Breida.
Oh,
yeah, you're right. No, Matt Breida.
Breida. Breida still on the – is Breida on the Dolphins now too?
Bills.
Oh, he's on the Bills. That's right. Okay. At any rate,
can we also talk about how his pops looks like El DeBarge? Because that's
okay. Did not know that.
Yes,
very good. So, lots to talk about with Mike McDaniel on this program. Bear Grylls is on the show.
Yes,
and he's had Dion and Drew Brees and Roger Federer and Shaquille O'Neal in the wild. Be lots of fun conversation with him.
Let's go.
The famed Brit of Man versus Wild and now Running Wild. He's got a new book out. And we'll talk to Bear about all of that in hour number two. And then in hour number three, the defensive rookie of the year.
Let's go.
Unanimously selected. Last time I saw this man, he was just coming out of his limo or ride at the NFL Honors with his beautiful little boy.
Mm-hmm.
And
his boy was awesome.
Okay, now
looking smooth.
All I know is that he had the look. I know what the look is. I've seen the look. Again, I'm best dad ever. Had the look of, I've just been stuck in traffic with this little person.
You understood?
On the 405.
You understood?
Well,
I get it.
Okay. I've just been stuck in traffic with this little human being. He had that 1,000-yard stare. And it was confirmed to me because Susie saw his young man first, his young adult first, and she got down to talk to him, you know, on his little boy level, to talk to him and look him in the eye. And Susie was talking to him, and he showed Susie his boo-boo on his finger, and his finger had no boo-boo on it. And it's just like, uh-oh, it was one of those.
Yep.
It was one. Brockman's now nodding his head.
I know all about it. There's nothing on your finger, kid.
But Susie had to make it seem like there was a machete attack or something, right?
She's just like, oh. Yeah, so.
There's nothing wrong with you. Go back and watch Cars.
So, I don't know if I can confirm that with him when he comes on, but we might talk some football with him. Anyway.
We can confirm that I predicted the Cowboys would draft him.
Yeah. You know, because you're
all over that.
You're an Eastern time zone guy.
Or coast, you know, depends on how you look at it. You
should we ask Micah if he considers Penn State University East Coast?
Yes.
Fantastic.
First question.
First question.
I'm going to sneak in the back when he gets here and just be like, whatever they ask you first, say yes.
Can we ask him to FaceTime someone? Sure.
Absolutely. That should be our thing,
by the
way.
I mean, I'm 0-2 this week.
I'm 1-1 with Wit. So that should be our thing, getting people to FaceTime famous friends.
Do we hit up Al Michaels again today? Can we try again?
No,
day
sir.
Three of Al Michaels.
I don't like, I'm sure he's golfing somewhere. At any rate, so what's the top story today? Here's a top story, as always. Look to the gram. Look to the gram. We look to the gram the Monday of Super Bowl week and noticed Kyler Murray had only two photographs on it, on his Instagram. And and all of a sudden, he took all of the Cardinals off of his Instagram. You know, everyone's like, what's up with that? And then no confirmation. His agent's like, you know, no comment.
Forget about it.
And then Kyler Murray put out a statement that addressed the nonsense. It's not his nonsense. It's the nonsense that Chris Mortensen had tweeted out on Super Sunday that there was issues about body language and immaturity. And, you know, Kyler Murray needs to grow up a little bit was the general sense of it. But also that the coach is self-scouting and veterans are going to try and help him and things of that nature. This is what Kyler Murray responded to, saying, love me or hate me, but I'm going to continue to grow and get better. And we assumed it's all about money. It's got to be about money, right? Because he's in the third year of a rookie contract, which means, well, he's through 3 years of a rookie contract, which means you got to start talking about a fifth-year option or a long-term deal and so on and so forth. So, what to make of it? The owner of the Arizona Cardinals, Michael Bidwell, who's one of my favorites, and I'll be honest with you, it's one of the many reasons is he sponsored one of my book signings when my book came out in Arizona.
Oh,
yeah, like a good dude.
Yeah,
like I you know, supports people who
people helping people.
Yeah, so I've got a soft spot for Michael Bidwell and the whole organization. So he was on the radio today in Arizona locally. 98.7 is the name of the station, is the on your dial there in Arizona. Arizona Sports 98.7. I think it was on Dan Bickley's radio show, and Bickley and I go way back to the point where Dan Patrick once bumped me for him because the Arizona Cardinals made the Super Bowl. Dan Patrick show fans know. I got Bickley'd is what I said. But at any rate, long story short is the owner of the Arizona Cardinals addressed the situation today. What is the situation, actually? Because his Instagram account is still scrubbed. And this is what the owner of the Cardinals had to say.
I spoke to him last night. We've had good conversations, you know, nonstop. I'm not a social media guy, so I don't know the nuances of some of this stuff. But I think there was a lot of interpretation around that was inconsistent with the conversations that not just I have had, but I know Cliff and Steve have had. And so the positive conversations that are going in the right direction, we know we've got to get better. I mean, you saw that the Kyler put out a statement, you know, love me or hate me, I think was his terms. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to get better. Well, put me in the category of I love him and I know he's going to get better.
Okay. Great answer, by the way. Put me in the category of I love him and I know he's going to get better. I know he's going to get better, too. And I have, you know, no, I guess, dog in the hunt for the love or hate. It's just, there's still no answer as to why the man scrubbed his account. There's still no answer. You're on the same page. What is the same page? Why were you off the same page? Why is the book, you know, needing pages that you need to find that's the same page? What's the point? I don't understand it. I don't get it. What is it about? Because something caused him to go to his Instagram and scrub it like he was a jilted teenager. Or... what? Again, you know, he's got to address it at some point. It'll be asked of him at some point. And the fact that he'll be I'm assuming he'll be in a spot with the Cardinals. Because if he's taking the phone call of his owner and he's chit-chatting with him, and apparently he and Kingsbury are copacetic, that's what my colleague Jane Slater said on NFL Network today, as she was talking about this on NFL Network, saying that they're all on the same page. She used a similar phrase, saying as well that Kingsbury and him are cool. And everybody's cool there. Well, then what caused him to be so uncool to hit delete? And as Jane pointed out, he should hit archive.
Because
archive means you could take the photographs and put them back. Because we checked today on Kyler Murray's Instagram. So, it's still just two photographs, one of him at the Pro Bowl with CeeDee Lamb, and one of him is in Oklahoma Sooner. Oh, and his statement is on there, so it's now three. Yeah, that's so right. There we go. There's three there. Three posts.
Yeah.
1.3 million followers at K1. everybody, and he still
the
has
the Cardinals hit archive because they're all back to normal.
Oh, they're smart.
Yeah,
because they had some fun with it by erasing all of their pictures and keeping two up there, one being the same as Kyler's from the Pro Bowl, and the other one of him instead of being an Oklahoma Sooner holding up the Cardinals jersey with a big
which
smile.
Which was very funny.
Very funny.
Very funny.
Very funny. And then we all went back to our same corners and didn't think about it because it was Super Sunday. And then Chris Mortensen put out a tweet saying that he was needed to work on his personality and or his body language or his maturity. And that's the whole thing is like, you know, he's going to have to grow up.
Are we like maybe looking too much into this Instagram thing? I mean,
no,
I one time scrubbed my Instagram because I got tired of looking at the pictures. Remember a few years ago, Giannis took off the Milwaukee Bucks. He unfollowed them. He took everything off and everyone was like, oh, Giannis is leaving. He's leaving. No, I mean, it's Instagram.
But Giannis did that right before free agency.
Yeah, and what came of it? Nothing. I mean, maybe some it's Instagram. Maybe sometimes we look too much into this. Like, I don't know, man. That's just
TJ. With all due respect, you are TJ Jefferson of the Rich Eisen Show, or at the time where you got sick and tired of looking at your Instagram photographs at TJ Jefferson, right?
You're nobody cares about that.
But. No, what I'm just saying is that, and Kyler Murray is somebody who's got 1.3 million followers, and he's clearly made a maneuver. And the question is what that's all about. And it's going to be asked of his owner, of the man who writes the paychecks, and it's going to be asked of his coach.
I'm just saying
it's
just going to
be asked of everybody
bringing
else.
Bringing up, like, maybe.
But like I told you, he will be the quarterback of the Arizona Cardinals. But the question is at what moment will he, whatever happened, take whatever criticism that has come his way or whatever adversity has come his way in a manner that is what we would expect suitable for a leadership position like a dominant quarterback in the NFL. That's all. And like I said the other day, do you want out or not? Well, the answer, according to the man who runs the organization, is the answer is no, he does not want out because we've talked and we're all on the same page and things are going in a positive direction. I mean, why would he use that language if this Instagram thing was just him being sick and tired of his photographs? You know, so there's that as we head into Combine Week next week. Let's take a break. We come back. The new head coach of the Miami Dolphins here on the Rich Eisen Show. Callaway Rogue, every single golf equipment company says they're the longest off the tee. Callaway can actually back that up with you grabbing a Rogue ST driver and bombing it. And you will know. They clearly know what they're doing because every Rogue ST has been engineered with a new tungsten speed cartridge. It's been speed-tuned to be Callaway's fastest, most stable driver ever. And that's just the beginning because Callaway's engineered a new Rogue ST for every player. Most golfers are going to fit into the Max. That's me. There's the Max D. You can draw. It's a dedicated draw model for players who need more shot shape correction. If you need something more low spin, there's the Max LS. But for the true players out there, the Rogue ST Triple Diamond LS is the compact low spin head that the tour players love. Callaway's thought through every aspect of speed, so all you have to do is go Rogue. Find your Rogue ST driver at callawaygolf.com/go Rogue. When we come back, Mike McDaniel, the new head coach of the Miami Dolphins, when we come back. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Terrestrial Radio Network. I've been eager to talk to this man. I've always enjoyed seeing his press conferences when he was with the San Francisco 49ers. That's now in the past tense because he's now the new head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Joining us here on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line on the Rich Eisen Show, Mike McDaniel. How are you, Coach, sir?
Dude, so fired up.
I appreciate
so fired
it.
Up. I love this show. I love
thank you.
I love watching guys sprint in suits.
Thank you, sir.
Every combine, I just love everything you guys are about.
I appreciate you saying that. What do you think of my run and speed? Then do you think? I guess I put the waddle in it. You have the actual one, but the real one, right? I got the waddle in the run. What are your thoughts on it, yeah. Mike McDaniel?
No, I think you give inspiration to millions of unathletic, out of shape men.
Yes, yes, sir.
Across the country.
You know what? I appreciate that assessment. That honest assessment. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you.
In all seriousness, you've done such a great job for such a long time. So
thank you.
I'm humbled to be here.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and congratulations on your new gig and what you have done to get it. I just want to jump in real quick here first about your journey. So you started as an intern, right, in 2005. For the Broncos with Mike Shanahan. How did you first get hooked up with Mike Shanahan? Because obviously that started a journey that led to, I guess, this phone call in a way.
Well, the journey to this phone call, as we'll call it. that was an even longer story, but there's a whole story about me basically becoming a ball boy for the Broncos. My mom met my eventual stepdad, who's a video guy, and that got to me being in college, trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my career, checking out some iBanking stuff, seeing that I wouldn't be good at that because cashing for numbers was not my gig. So then reaching out to Mike Shanahan to try to get a letter of recommendation was, hey, can you write a letter of recommendation? I'm trying to get a GA job. Because I knew football was my passion. Well, he appreciated my work as a ball boy. I wasn't a coach's kid, so I definitely worked harder. I was just sprinting everywhere, sweating, doing anything and everything because I was just so appreciative. I was a fan, so it was a surreal experience for me. Anyway, so he says, all right, I'll do you one better. I'll give you a summer internship. Well, that summer internship was kind of fake. It was made up. It was just you can come and hang out for the summer and see what coaches do. I kind of pinpointed that there was a lot of stuff going on that coaches didn't really want to do, and they weren't paying me. So I was like, you know what? If I do a bunch of odd jobs by the time and do them well that no one else wants to do, by the time the season rolls around, he'll no one will want to get rid of me because they won't want to do these terrible jobs. And sure enough, that's what happened. We went to the AFC Championship game. Gary Kubiak got the head job with the Houston Texans, and I got a full-paid job.
And that's how your coaching career began. And then eventually, obviously back with Shanahan and D.C., and then Quinn in Atlanta, and then eventually with Kyle in San Francisco. When did you realize offense or running and the game on that side of the ball was your area of expertise? When did that hit you, Mike McDaniel?
Well, Rich, that's a great question.
Thank you.
You know why? Because it was Washington Redskins, and I can pinpoint it. It was Washington Redskins 2011, where I just got hired back. I'd spent 2 years away from Kyle, and I got hired back to the Redskins. Last time I was with him, I was, you know, his understudy, and I was kind of the young, quote, smart coach or whatever. Then went to the UFL. Then, like, the first 2 days on the job, I got hired February 15th, 2011. And they were already starting what we call cut-ups in the offseason, where you're just watching all of your pass plays by concept in a staff room with your entire offensive staff. And those first 2 days were locked up in that room, and outflanking Kyle was Matt LaFleur and Sean McVay. And they were just, I mean, let's be honest, I couldn't get a word in edgewise. They had all the answers, and I was like, what is this? You know, I'm supposed to be the guy that, you know, the young coach, and here these guys were. It was a pretty intimidating process. So that happened for about 2 weeks, and then we started on the run game. And the entire time, we're going through, you know, half the portion of cut-ups, Kyle's only talking to Chris Furster. And I'm like, wow, well, I know one thing that they're not talking during, and that's the run cut-ups. Maybe if I go get with, you know, maybe I can ask Kyle to be in the offensive line room. And if I know that angle, you know, I can have some added value there. So it was like a survival or competitiveness or whatever. And you know, their esteem that kind of pushed me in that direction. And, you know, then I ended up being in the line room for 2 years and became the receiver coach. But then once we got fired from the Redskins and went to Cleveland, I was the only guy that Kyle took. So I coached the receivers, but then also did the run game and ended up doing the run game for Kyle from 2014 on.
And obviously then you start incorporating receivers in the run game that we just saw. So So I guess the question I have for you is what we have seen in the last several years in San Francisco from that run game, from that offense in general, something that you think that, well, I know Dolphins fans are extremely excited about the idea that you can take that template and put it on the current personnel in Miami, Mike McDaniel?
Well, that, I think that's one thing that I'm empowered with, is that the template is that there's no template. I think one of the keys for one of the assets that I provide, or, you know, the situations and atmospheres that I've been in, my experience lends me to, is that you're always adapting to your players and what their specific skill sets are. So, you know, that with the Miami Dolphins, we're going to be whatever our talents provide us to. You know, there's things you learn every year, but and it'll definitely look similar to what I was a part of back in San Francisco, but there'll be different twists. And, you know, shoot, Debo Samuel didn't run the ball from the backfield until, you know, week 10 of 2021 season.
Right.
So, you know, that it's the constant advent, the adaptation, the evolution that I think is a part of my DNA as a coach that I'm excited to get with these new guys. You know, you just want to teach them a foundation of offense, and then you don't want to have blinders on. You just want it to take its course, whatever direction their skills fit. And then that's as exciting of a process as one could be in as a coach, really.
So Debo is clearly, you know, a unicorn, you could even say. I mean, he's unique, special. Is Waddle, can you put Waddle in that role, do you think, and run him like that?
I think I think you can put Waddle in his own role, and he is very special. I think there's only a handful of guys in the league currently that can run as fast as he can, and then even less that are able to do so while carrying a football. So there's a lot to be excited, and I think there's elements probably that you get that people will attest. Oh yeah, that's a similar thing that was done with Deebo Samuel last year. But there'll also be an expansive thing to fit his skill set. You know, it's all about letting players make plays with their skill set. He is, he's got some unique talents for sure that, like Deebo, you know, are unique to himself.
Mike McDaniel, head coach of the Miami Dolphins, here on the Rich Eisen Show. What are Tua's skill sets? What do you see when you look at Tua Tagovailoa?
His skill sets, other than your ability to pronounce his last name?
Yes, sir. By the way, I'm showing off. I'm not going to lie. So many people in my business botch it like crazy. Yeah.
You know, I'm excited about, first of all, of having, just talking to him and getting to know him in this stage of the calendar year. I'm really excited about the eagerness and his uncharted or untapped potential in that regard. But on tape, when I just watch him play, he's one of the more accurate quarterbacks that I've been able to study, and that's super exciting. You don't get the opportunity to really even study that many left-handed quarterbacks when it all comes down to it. But he really spins it and makes it just his ball placement, he'll stand in the pocket. He's not scared of anything that a really good quarterback has to be not scared of. So I'm just excited about being a part of his journey because I think there's a lot of growth there. And the biggest thing is he's willing. You know, he's really willing to do it. And it's hungry. And, you know, there's a lot of pressure put on the shoulders of a top 10 quarterback draft pick. My job is to really take that pressure off his shoulders, put him in situations that he can be successful and, let him accurately throw to whatever eligibles are around him and compete and go win football games.
Well, and again, I know it's not your team anymore, but with you here, I figured I'll take this swing in the few minutes I have left with you, Mike McDaniel. Do you think Trey Lance is ready to be a starting quarterback in the NFL? You saw what was going on behind the scenes. You saw maybe when he did get more reps. I spoke to him right before the Super Bowl. He said he grew as a quarterback more in the weeks when he got the reps because he was starting. What are your thoughts on that subject matter, Mike McDaniel?
Talking about the San Francisco 49ers and the Trey Lance,
yes,
you know, not in the building anymore. They're rich.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
My time with him,
yes,
it was exciting. My time with him, you talk about a dude that was, willing and able and, you know, wanting to be great, that he himself knew that there was a lot of stuff to work on. He had just been on a freaking long circuit of you gotta remember these draft picks when they come out, especially ones that most of the season gets canceled. You're just preparing for a pro day nonstop for like a calendar year, and then after you do your pro day, you're doing more workouts. Then you get drafted and you jump into football. So it's a grind for them. I'm not sure my time in San Francisco is I wouldn't even know what to say in terms of that judgment of it. You started football games and won football games last year. So, you know, if the 49ers choose to have him as their starting quarterback, I'm confident that's with good reason, knowing Kyle and John Lynch. And if not, it doesn't really mean anything, and that he's, you know, going to keep working. And, you know, I have no doubt that the picture and the product that I was around was not the final product. So for me to sit here and say he's going to be X, Y, or Z would be uninformed. And that's not why you had me on the show. No,
I also knew, Coach, that you're not with the Niners anymore because you scrubbed them from your Instagram account. You totally scrubbed it from your Instagram page. So I saw that. You know, I noticed that.
Well, let's be fair.
Yes.
I'm not sure what you saw because I've never had an Instagram account.
Oh, that's the wrong one. It didn't have the check mark. Wow. You know what? That's my bad.
Damn. I've never had one because my wife made sure I wasn't on social media before Instagram came out.
Okay.
That was a Facebook L that I took back in 2011. So I haven't been on any social media really.
A Facebook ever. L.
Smart.
Fantastic. And I think you have untapped potential, Coach, and I'm just going to lay it out there for you. I've had a dream with NFL Network and being with the NFL for 18 years. It has never been accomplished, and I think you might be the guy to do it. I've seen your press conference game. It is strong. It is very, very strong. You might want to, just for your own sense, you might want to mix in some coaching cliches. I have my favorite three coaching cliches, and I've never had a coach complete the triple play within one single press conference, and I think you can do it if I give them to you. All right?
So what's this game we're playing? Outline it for me.
So I give you, these are my three favorite coaching cliches. I'd love to see a press conference where you nail all three of them within one press conference, if I give them to you. And see if you can pull it off. What do you think?
Can we double down? What if I can pull it off in my next press conference in Indianapolis?
This is exactly what we're talking about. Yes, sir. So
right.
Ready for them? Here you go. This one, this is number one. I don't have a crystal ball, guys. Okay? Like, that's what you said. I don't have a crystal ball. It's easy. It's whenever somebody asks you to predict the future. Like, for instance, how aggressive are you going to be in free agency? Then you say what?
Well,
you see?
I mean, if I had, I don't have a crystal ball.
Right.
But, you know, as aggressive as what's best for the organization.
Very good. That's a good one. Very good. Okay.
Good start.
Here's another one. It's as simple. You're going to nail this. It is what it is. It is what it is, guys. It is what it is, ladies. It is what it is, folks. You know, like, however you want to just throw it out there, it is what it is. That's another one.
Okay.
And then the third one is, I can only control what I can control. You control only what you can control, that sort of thing. And then this is also portable because this is not for the combine. It's for later on. If you ever have a holdout, you can substitute. You can control only what you can control with. I'm only talking about the guys that are here. That's it. I'm only talking about the guys here.
Well, so. I'm gonna triple down and say, what if I can do that all in the same statement in my Indy press conference this week?
Yes! Mike McDaniel.
Instant legend.
Yes. Yes, please. That's all I have to say is yes, please. That would be incredible.
All right. Well, at least I know you'll be listening.
Oh, yes, sir. I will be in there. I'm going. It's the least well-rounded event. Well, I think the draft is the least well-rounded event of the NFL calendar. I'll be there. I got nothing to do but listen to you just stick the land. This would be like the triple Lindy of coaching.
Okay.
Like you would just flip around and nail the whole thing. It would be great. So you think you can do this? I know you can. How's that?
Yeah, and then my only request is when I do it.
Yes.
Mid press conference.
Yes.
Can we? I want to sprint up to the stage, high five.
Well, I don't know, like, if I'm physically going to be there. You know what I mean?
Like, no, Rich,
I'm there,
you'll
in
be
spirit.
There.
No, I'm there in
you
spirit.
You make sure you're there.
Know. Do you know when your press conference is for the combine? Do you know yet?
I believe it's Wednesday, one whatever time zone that is.
Okay, I'm there. I'm in town. I'm going to be there.
Central.
Book it. I will be there, and yes, nail it. I will. That would be a great time to personally meet you face to face, right in the middle of your press conference.
The trifecta on command. Okay, one statement. So I'm raising you all those things. So, all right.
Yes, Coach Mike McDaniel.
Challenge accepted.
Okay, I'll see you Wednesday. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, and congrats on the gig.
Thanks for the time, guys.
You bet. Thank you. Right back at you. Same here. Mike McDaniel, the new head coach of the Miami Dolphins, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. I knew he'd be the one. He's like the Luke Skywalker. You are the one.
Do I have to like the Dolphins now?
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
Gosh.
We all do.
Big fan of that guy.
We all do.
Yeah. Big fan.
Dude.
And if he's going to fix Tua being great, being amazing at quarterback, great for the league.
If Tua becomes the franchise quarterback that everybody hoped.
Great for the league.
But the one thing is, I don't know. Shoot, I'll just say it here. Write down Jalen Waddle for next year's fantasy draft.
Oh, goodness, Rich. Oh, goodness.
Write that one down. Write that one down.
Oh, goodness.
Jalen Waddle.
Debo 2.0?
Now, that's not fair. I don't. There is no Debo 2.0. Is there one? You got to draft somebody who's so damn big and so damn
physical.
Yeah. How about that? I asked him about Trey Lance. He's like, not in the building anymore, Rich. And that's not why you had me on. Snuck that one in there. I don't have a crystal ball.
I mean,
it is what it is. But you know,
I'm
here
to talk about the guys.
Dude, if he does it in the same sentence, where do I go after that? It's
kind of
like after, I should ask you that question because you should know the feeling. After the Red Sox won the World Series, what did you have to bitch about? You know?
Wow, there was plenty of it.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's right.
The big dig was still going on at that time.
Big dig. Oh, baby. All right, everybody, let's take a break. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the program. We'll take your phone calls before hour two with Bear Grylls and What's More Likely. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Terrestrial Radio Network. So, Mike McDaniel of the Miami Dolphins, if it is 1 o'clock Eastern time on that Wednesday of the Combine, Ryan Leaf will be sitting in this chair. It'll be hour two of that Wednesday Rich Eisen Show. I will be in attendance. I will go to this press conference.
Please.
I've got nothing else to do.
Please.
I will go to the press conference. I will sit in the audience. And if he wants me to high-five him in person, I will do it. And then this will be amazing. Roll tape on that, bro.
Oh, let's go.
I've been waiting for this. This is a dream of mine, having to tell a coach, here are my three favorite coaching cliches, because you use it in the same press conference. He says he's going to use it in the same response. I don't have a crystal ball. It's so simple. Really, it is what it is. I don't have a crystal. Hey, Coach, what are you guys thinking about in free agency? Look, I don't have a crystal ball. But it is what it is. And the only thing I can control is what I can control. And that is my roster on game day. And that's it. Honestly, I just gave it. I just, it's simple. But I think Mike's going to just put a little extra twist on it. And then he kind of would have had me at hello. And I can't believe he would be the head coach of the team that used to put the fake spike in me.
Hey, both of us. We're going to have to like the Dolphins now. Just because of this guy.
Soder, man. Soder told us about him years ago, didn't he?
Years ago, man.
Jimmy in San Antonio, you're on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, guys. The new coach in Miami is amazing.
Right? That was a fun chat.
I'm a long-time Dallas Cowboys fan.
Okay.
TJ, I was there when the Bears beat us 44-0.
Ooh.
I was 12 years old, but now I have a second favorite team, and it's because of Coach Mikey Mack. What do we call him now? He needs a nickname.
Mikey McD.
We don't want to.
He's not paying attention. We don't want to infringe on your turf, Mike.
But it's Mikey McD.
Mikey McD.
Oh,
Coachy Mikey McD.
That's on me.
Like rounders.
My bad.
I don't know. I don't know if we can infringe on you. What are you holding up, Mike? What is that?
DJ Mikey D is mine. It's trademarked, so you cannot.
Yeah, but he's Mick D.
Wait a minute. It's like McDowell's and McDonald's. It's two different things.
Is that like a coffee container that you put on the side? It says DJ Mikey D on it?
This is actually a gift from my niece. So, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I still don't mean to offend the boat owner. My
apologies. Thank you. You're allowed. Okay.
And just be careful saying you got a second team, because apparently there's some unwritten rule that you can't root for more than one team around these parts. Okay. So just,
That's where I have to come on your defense, because you can.
Thank
it's
you.
A different conference.
Like, what are we doing?
I've been Cowboys my whole life. I'm 49. So now I have a new team. And I can go visit Miami. What's the problem?
I feel you, kid. I feel you.
You have got a win there.
Jimmy in San Antonio.
That's what's up, Jimmy.
Jimmy in San Antonio.
My call man. Back.
We found a new
Jimmy, call back.
I mean,
Jimmy's my man's
favorite.
In them.
Call back.
He gets it.
It's a good call. Oh, that is ridiculous, having more than one.
It's really not, though, Rich. It's sports.
Yeah, it is. It's ridiculous.
All we do is talk about sports all the time, which means we all love sports, and you're going to limit yourself to one team per sports? That doesn't make sense. That's dumb.
Team per league.
But, hey, you live your life the way you choose to live it.
Look at that photograph.
That's dope. That's amazing.
That's 10 pennants behind you.
Out of five different sports. Baseball, football, basketball, hockey, college.
Leave that up there for a second. These are pennants. How many actual pennants has he received? From his fandom.
Penance.
From the Mets, it's what, four? Right?
Well, since he's been alive?
Clippers, none.
None.
Georgetown, it's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a while for Georgetown.
They had one.
Dallas, it's been a minute.
Florida State, it's been a while.
Sixers, has been a long minute.
But here's the deal, right? And this whole argument's dumb to me, but Duke it also proves something. Like, none of these teams are like winning championships constantly, right? So it's not like, I don't understand what the problem is.
They used to.
But they used to. But Rich, I could have moved out here and like became a Lakers fan in 99.
You could have went USC.
Nobody would have known, right? But, like, my teams aren't, like, they're all, like, uberly successful. I love the sports, so I love watching teams. And this is the last time I'm really going to talk about
TJ's
it.
TJ's very loyal. And
it's
I,
not true.
I
yeah, yeah he has, like, the teams for a long time.
How about him saying this is the last time he's going to talk about it? And he's the one who brought it up.
No, I mean, last time I'm going to talk about it this hour is what you let me finish. Like, I'm done with it.
With Jimmy in San Antonio. Jimmy in San Antonio is just having a great phone call of his own, right? And then he starts using it for his own...
Oh, yeah, because you don't do that or anything, right?
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
I do that all the time, but at least I admit it.
Well, I'm starting to be like you, I guess.
Okay, let's keep talking like this. Let's keep talking like this. When people have conversations like this, it's like two guys that are arguing and just keep talking like this.
It's Friday, and then we're happy.
Should be happy.
I'm extremely happy.
One love, everybody. Spank
that ass.
Thank you, Michael Irvin.
That's what the Celtics did last night.
I just wanted to use that drop.
So, just so I'm aware, are you now feeling good about the Celtics' chances of making the NBA Finals? Now, are you now? Hold on. Here's what I think. Like you're on the verge of talking yourself into it.
Yes. I really just want us to get home court. I want us to be top four in the East. That's what I want.
So you're on
I
the
want
verge.
Us to catch Cleveland.
You're on the
so
verge.
Almost there.
Like if I asked you this question a month ago, you're like, I'm out. I'm out. Too bad the Red Sox are going to be locked out because I'm out. I don't know what else I'm going to talk about.
He doesn't play a long game.
I'm out. Now
let's get a little cocky over
they got here. Hot before the All-Star break. The break didn't cool him off.
10 of 11.
Tatum's throwing down on Andre Drummond. You okay? You're spanking the Nets,
so depleted. I'm trying to be realistic.
But you're on the verge of talking yourself into thinking about this being possible.
Next time we play Philly, then we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you get Harden tonight.
Look me in my face. I ain't got no worries.
Well, you can't beat us in the playoffs.
What's more likely? Hour number two coming up. Bear Grylls. A chat with Bear Grylls.
Let's go.
Coming up, Micah Parsons. Hour number three.
Oh, buddy.
TJ's big ass grab bag. Also hour number three. You're the third. It's a third hour of power for TJ Jefferson.
I'm going to talk again about this stuff in the third hour.
Coming up.